Welcome back, everyone. It's Christina and Carly, Maria, anybody? No, it's just Christina.
Oh, I didn't know you were waiting. I thought you were gonna say our names.
Oh my
sorry.
God.
Well, say my name.
Ooh. Let's go. Welcome back, everyone. Carly and Maria are not happy to be here.
We are.
Well, we're gonna get a little, I don't know, more serious, less like giggly girl talk today. We're just gonna talk some real estate and navigating mortgages because Carly is our mortgage expert. And Maria is the daughter of Lansing's greatest real estate
specialist.
Liz Horford. Honestly.
Round of applause.
Round of a fucking applause. She's amazing and has helped me through every real estate transaction.
Ooh.
Love her. But yeah. But we still have some life updates before we dive on into that.
Yeah.
Carly and Maria's feet don't ever stink.
Nope, mine never do.
My feet never stink.
We just realized that right before recording this, and apparently I'm in the
stinky feet club.
Yeah, the minority of feet. Like, not all the time, but like after like a run or a workout, and I've had But are you actually smelling your feet after those?
Yeah, I would know. Yeah. I would know.
Like, you bend down to take your shoe off.
Right.
Like, I whip.
After a workout, I always take my shoes off. I'm carrying them in my hands. I would know.
Your shoes never smell.
No.
No.
What in the fuck is going on? What the fuck is going on? Why? Okay, you don't use feet deodorant or anything?
No.
Neutralizing?
No.
Do
just
you?
Good old socks.
John calling me in the middle of this right
Does
now.
Does he not know?
He fully knows. He just probably forgot. I'm declining. Sorry.
Sorry, buddy.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, no, stinky feet. Mine are really ugly, but they don't smell.
They're not ugly. You have nice toes.
I was going to say, I have pretty feet.
Yeah, you have nice feet.
I don't, but Carly just has two webbed toes, and she thinks it's like the ugliest
you
thing
do?
Ever.
You do?
You haven't seen them?
No.
Whip them out. She's, you know, you got dogs out right now.
Yeah, they're like swollen and sweaty,
but they don't smell.
But they don't smell. Leg up. I know you're flexible.
You'll be scared.
Oh my god,
traumatic.
Next on the list was limos.
Yes, we love limos. Limos are underrated.
How many times have you been in a limo?
Like 3 times.
Wow,
that's probably more than the average person. Maria's only been in one time. See,
I have no idea. Honestly,
when's the last time you've been in a limo?
I mean, probably high school prom or something. I mean,
exactly.
But like, my one time was on the way to a Beyonce concert.
See that? I think we need to get one. I've been wanting to have a limo, like for my birthday, and just
31. Here we go. That's what we'll do. To a limo and we'll go to every bar in Grand Rapids.
No.
Oh.
It's got to, I just want to, I don't know.
You just want to drive around in it?
I think I want to just own one.
Oh my God.
That's the deep
Carl's
root of this
limo
all.
Company.
Dude, yeah. We're on to something here. We're on to something. I don't know. I just think they're cool and underrated and no one ever goes in them. So it's like, we could bring them back.
Yeah.
All right.
They are pretty. Yeah, you don't see them very much. But every time you see them, how like everyone's like, yeah, exactly. It's very exciting. So, yeah, I guess I see.
You're the closest.
I see your point.
Yeah. Thank you.
Whatever. I am trying to be in my biking era.
How's that going?
It's all right. I think I already told you this, but I am ready to scrap this bike already that I built yesterday.
Yeah, well,
2 days ago.
She got a cute bike.
Yeah.
She got it for
not
aesthetic.
A technical.
Yeah. You know, there's got to be the best of both worlds. It's probably just more expensive than what I paid for that bike. So I built her. I'm going to sell her on Facebook Marketplace. Somebody's going to want her. And yeah, she's cute. Or maybe I'll ride around town for
What's wrong with that?
Days. There's no... You can't change gears, and then you can't, like, the brakes are just, like, you have to reverse pedal.
Yeah, those
to
are
brake.
The good ones, because then you can...
That's literally, like, the type of bike you ride when you're, like, 10.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I'm not used to it. It feels weird. I want to ride around the river trail and, like, hills and going up the driveway.
You need
gears.
Yeah,
exactly. Going up the driveway in that thing, I was dead.
Oh, hell no.
But I'm actually really excited because I do need a fun form of cardio. And now that it's summer, just getting out around town and, I don't know. Trying to be more active, you know.
You can get one with gears and then you can tie us up to it and pull us on our rollerblades.
Oh, yes. My God. I used to love doing that as a kid.
Yeah.
That's so fun. That John wanted to get a scooter. And I convinced him to get a bike. Like, he wanted like a Lime scooter,
but
I wanted to buy one.
Bikes.
That's what I said.
And you can turn them on and off. Yeah. So like if you don't want to ride electric.
Right. That's probably nice.
Yeah. They are really nice.
All right. I'm going to look into that, but.
They're probably like over $1,000, but.
What brand?
I saw a $500 one. Mine's Huffy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You need okay. a Schwinn. Oh my God. That's you the only me? Other brand I know. So
anyone sees me riding down the street with my helmet.
Isn't there, there's a bike shop in Old Town, isn't there?
Like probably.
A, yeah.
I can't remember.
You should buy it.
I'll check it out. Local. I know John's going to need like a personalized custom bike too. Oh yeah, he's going to need. Those tall knees. You know. Carly and I got lunch on Saturday.
Oh yeah, that was so sweet of
with
you.
Some friends and John
me.
And I came in town, and I thought I'd take up casual drinking. And
how'd that go?
Felt nothing. I had three drinks.
She's
three.
What
vodka.
Do you mean you felt nothing?
I felt nothing but a headache, a horrible headache later that night.
What'd
and
you
just
drink?
Tired. Tito's and water with lemon. That's my go-to.
Vodka.
But it just
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I had a mule, but.
I don't
then
know,
you have
man.
To have some beer, then you have to have a shot, and then
I think that's like what you're not supposed to do.
It works. I preach drinking tequila.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like tequila.
It
I just wasn't really feeling
the
like
the only
a,
liquor that is not a depressant.
What do you drink it with besides like in a margarita?
Just
for
like
me. Like what would I like?
Like water. Lime juice. Lime juice and water.
Yeah. Like a ranch water. That's what I was just telling Maria.
Ranch water?
Yeah, it's like Topo Chico and
But she
tequila.
Doesn't like fizzy.
Yeah. Yeah, but you could just do regular water.
Yum.
So I don't fuck. You're the one that likes
tequila
water.
Sunrise, like I don't know what.
I mean, no, or
like a, it's a fruity one though.
Like I don't
not
know.
Not my thing. Anyway, I'm not taking up casual drinking. I tried. Yeah. It didn't really work.
Wow.
I guess I know my one problem now. Time. I'll try tequila
one
time
next
at time.
A yeah. sports bar.
Try
yeah,
tequila.
We watched the Iowa South Carolina game. It was fun. It's yeah. a good game. John called the outcome at the very beginning, which
of
a lot
course.
Of people did.
Yeah. Yeah.
But okay, I have a couple just random things that popped in my mind this week. Mm. And one is if someone compliments you on an article of clothing.
Oh, yes.
Do you say thank you? Are they kind of like, you
like,
know what
oh,
I mean?
I like your shirt.
Yeah, it's like I didn't make
yeah,
this shirt.
You. I normally always say right away where I got it. Like, oh, thanks. Yeah. It's
you must
it was
have been
so cheap.
High when you thought of
it. Of course.
This, because of course you didn't make it. But yeah, somebody's being nice to you. Thank them.
Well, they're not being nice to me. They're being nice to the shirt.
Oh, my, you are high right now.
Okay, fine. So yes, we say I do always say thank you, but sometimes it just feels weird. Like, thanks, I found it, but I didn't make this. I don't know. And also, this just reminded me because of the voicemail John and I left. We left Maria a voicemail oh last,
yeah,
late last night. No.
Play
No.
<it.
laughs> But it just made me think I have started saving voicemails from people that I love.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I always
Is
do.
That like a thing?
Yeah,
you guys
I
do too?
Do.
Okay.
Yeah. I maybe a year or two ago I started
I have like
it.
One from everybody that's like left me a voicemail that I love. Just one. Like I'm like, well, I'm just going to hold on to this one. Yeah. It's just so random. But yeah.
Aw. I love that. Okay. Love wow. that we're on the same page with that one. Yeah. I feel like actually, I don't know what song, but I feel like it was a song that inspired me too. Because I was like, oh, they just have a recording of this loved one. Yeah. I don't know. Whatever. But that's all.
Did
I,
someone
what?
No,
what?
Someone compliment your shirt? Like, what made you think of that?
I mean, people
always do.
Always kind of.
People always compliment
just,
my outfits.
I mean, I post that shit. Like,
yeah, no, you have great
asking
outfits.
For it. But yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I just feel weird, like
being like, "Thank you."
Yeah, I don't know, but I do say thank you. Probably a little too much, but whatever.
Oh well, thank you for sharing that high thought.
Sorry to inconvenience.
Maria, I like your shirt.
Thank you, Juice.
Great.
Jaylen Brown's clothing brand.
Who is Jaylen
oh,
Brown?
Oh, I fully.
He's my brother's teammate on the Celtics.
Oh, yeah, I knew that. Yep.
I fully thought that was for Juice Nation. Don't tell
oh
me.
Oh, my God. No.
It kind of
looks Maria's
like
work shirt.
He's number seven.
No, oh, I didn't notice the
that's
seven.
That's cool.
Until now.
That's cool, Brandon.
Juice. Is that his nickname?
You know,
we're not doing very well right now.
I don't know the story behind the brand. Right. I probably should, but I don't. Sorry.
It looks comfortable.
Check back next time. her t-shirt?
Mm-hmm.
So what is yours?
Oh, I love it.
No, I
it's
like the thick collar.
Yeah,
it's
oh, yeah. It. I do like the thick collar.
Yeah.
It's nice.
It looks like a nice, yeah.
All right, well, let's dive into this episode that we've been avoiding so hard.
It's just because
but it's going to be good. Yeah. It's good informational. We all have good insight, and people ask me about Airbnb and that kind of stuff all the time. I know
we're
so annoyed. No. I know. You already know.
No, we're dying to ask you questions.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
You have some?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's start with house hunting, maybe. No?
Why don't you give us a little bit of a backstory of
how you got your house and your Airbnb? Like what,
Which one?
Like your building.
Yeah, maybe give us a little bit of info on that.
Okay. Well, we actually, I think it was, it was the end of 2020. And John and I were actually talking about starting a clothing company, or I really wanted to start a clothing company. That was going to be like my next.
Oh my God.
Laugh in the mic.
No, I'm letting you know why.
I know.
That was not your idea, Christina.
Oh shit.
Oh god, we won't go there
anyway,
right now,
but you chose to invest your money.
Liz came over, John's mom, Maria's mom. She's a real estate agent, obviously. She has the web, what's that website all real estate agents have access to, all the new listings, whatever.
Oh, MLS. Flex MLS.
Yep. And of course I see
Maria,
what you have value in this episode. What the fuck are you talking about? So John was looking through that and came across this house, and he was like, this is awesome. We need to go see this in person. I think I maybe looked at two photos. It was okay. I don't know, from what I saw. Liz got us a meeting or an appointment that day, literally that afternoon. I'm anxious. I'm like, holy shit, okay, we're looking at this. John's really moving. Liz is excited. We walk through it. They both love it, which for good reason. And I have to just disclaimer for all of this that John has made every real estate decision that we have.
Yeah.
And I'm always very hesitant and nervous because it's a big, it's a big investment.
It is.
But at the time, so we looked at it, and at the same time, we were kind of looking for a place that either had a pole barn that John could do training out of.
Oh, that
was. Because that was before, he was doing this development program. And your mom needed places to store staging furniture for real estate. So we found this place, and it's a 7-unit apartment building right downtown Lansing. It's like an old 1929 house, and the basement's huge, so much space. And I mean, it's just good bones overall. There wasn't the roof was new. I mean, all the major things you look for when you are house hunting, like the new roof, the new,
the big things.
Yep. Electric, plumbing. I mean, some of them you can't really see, obviously, but whatever. I think we put a new water heater in. That was pretty much it. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure Liz did that, actually. Now I'm thinking about it. But since she needed a place to store furniture, we kind of did that together, invested in that property together, which was so helpful, obviously, for us to get the mortgage payment down. And so we ended up moving on that really, really fast. I think we put, we were immediately talking to a bank, I think the day after, and they got a pre-approval message, or what is it? I don't even know the term.
A letter?
Pre-approval letter. Yeah, letter. Oh, letter's what I couldn't think of.
Okay.
And before they'd actually even approved us, but from what they had seen, they were like, okay, it's going to be, it'll go through. We're good.
Mm-hmm.
So got that, put the offer in, and I think there was like two more maybe the next day, but we got it in first, and they really liked us, and they knew Liz. Honestly, knowing Liz helps so much in every house we've bought. She's just so great and amazing and easy to work with, and you trust her, obviously. This is
trust
just
Liz.
Trust Liz.
That's her little slogan.
I love it. Oh, yeah, she's great. But it helps so much when it's someone, because it's such a big decision that you want someone you can trust and who's going to guide you the right way. And I feel like that's important, like when you're looking for a mortgage lender too, like that they're going to have your best interest in heart and not get you into a situation that you're not going to be able to financially manage. Moved on that really fast and closed. I think it took a while to go through, but closed in 2021, immediately started renovating, and here we are in 2024.
Still kicking.
Going strong.
Still kicking.
And you guys did so good on the renovations.
Yeah, it's
that
cute.
Building is so cute.
Oh, I'm
so happy you guys have it.
Me too. I genuinely am. I would live in that building. Like, oh, if something absolutely. Happened and we needed to downsize, yeah. I would immediately move into that building. It's just, yeah, so much charm. And it's made me really appreciate the charm of an old house, you know, because it was the first, we bought that old house before we bought the house we're living in now.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't really have to do a lot of updating to the house we live in now. So this has been like fun to kind of keep the charm, but complement it with a lot of like modern touches and that kind of stuff. But yeah, we're getting really ahead of ourselves here.
I love it.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that you guys bought that before you guys bought your current house.
Yeah, which is so weird because it's literally it's two blocks away and the same address.
Same address.
Same numbers.
Yeah.
I'm not going to expose us here, but it's the same numbers.
Just on a different street.
Yeah, just two streets over.
Oh my.
So bizarre. So then when I like call contractors, I'll be like, okay, billing address is this.
Right.
Service address is this. They always get confused and then the tenants get our mail and I'm just like, oh my God, okay. I mean, not that it's far to...
Yeah.
But it is so nice because moving from, well, for those who don't know, Maria lives in our old house.
Yeah.
Right now.
I love it.
And I love that house too. I would move back in that house in a second too. But it's probably 15 minutes from the Airbnb. So which that isn't far, but driving 30 minutes round trip just to take the trash out once a week was kind of annoying when you don't have to be there. So it is definitely convenient just to be able to walk over, walk the dogs, whatever. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, now that we're diving into Airbnb, let's talk pre-approval. Just for a new buyer who has no idea what they're getting into. I mean, millennials who it's harder to buy a house now more than it ever has been.
Yeah.
What's some five little things?
Little things.
Or big things, I guess.
Yeah. First-time home buyers are like my favorite clients to talk to just because
it's so exciting.
It's exciting and they're always really nervous and I like love trying to help them not be nervous and try and like be super reassuring. But a lot of people will reach out and they just have like no idea what their current finances kind of look like. Like they don't have like an established budget. Like I'll always ask like, hey, like, okay, like what are you comfortable with your monthly payment kind of sitting at? And they're like, oh, well, I pay this much in rent, but then otherwise like, oh, I don't know. Like, so I think just really sitting down, like taking the time to sit down, or once we like work through different payment options for them, sometimes there's like a sticker shock, like, oh, my monthly payment is going to be that much. Like it's sometimes higher than what they were thinking, but I'm like, well, if you sit down, you know, you have this much debt. If you work through it, like realistically on paper, you should be able to afford this payment. No problem.
Right.
So I think without having a budget, it just makes things so much harder. So if you sit down, like write out a concrete budget, it definitely helps just so you know where your finances are going, making sure you can actually afford the monthly payment. And it kind of just puts things into perspective. So
yeah.
I think that's the biggest one. Just also kind of talking about like trusting Liz. I think it's the same thing too when you go like on the financing side of things. Mm-hmm. Just I always tell people like your realtor, your lender, like whoever it is, and you as the buyer work in kind of like a triangle. Like it should feel like a very like trusted, a triangle of trust or whatever. Just because it really can like make or break the whole process for you. And it's just kind of like one of those things, especially as a first time home buyer, like you don't know why it's important until it's kind of like too late. But I think just asking around to if you know people that have bought houses or like family, anything like that, just asking for recommendations on who you could reach out to, just like a hairdresser or someone, like it always helps to know somebody that has actually like worked with someone.
Yeah.
So I think that just helps like establish trust and helps alleviate some of the anxiety. So getting pre-approved is a huge portion. A lot of people want to go look at houses and don't realize like, hey, I probably should figure out if I can even afford this house.
Right. It's literally me on Zillow. I'm looking 100%. At like $1 million houses. Yeah. Like, okay.
Yeah. People do it all the time and they're like, oh yeah, I was looking. And then like we go over numbers and they're like, oh yeah, okay. Wow.
Right.
You want to get pre-approved.
Especially nowadays, because interest rates change around all the time.
And
so
you don't want to look at houses and be disappointed that you can't afford it.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah.
And waste your time, waste a real estate agent's
yeah.
time.
Yeah. Everybody's yeah. time. I was so like, when me and Sean were looking for houses, I was so dead set on like, I refused to even look at anything online, like just for fun or even stuff that was like closer to the top end of our budget. Like I was like, I just don't even want to look because I was like, I need to know, obviously, like this is how much we can afford. This is what I am comfortable with our monthly payment being like. I'm just not even going to look anywhere else. But
yeah.
Yeah. I think just obviously the financial aspect of it, just establishing your finances.
Yeah.
So, and definitely ask, yeah. Important. And just working with somebody you trust and not reading all that crap on the internet. So there's just so much like false information, just like mm-hmm. anything else out in the world. So
yeah,
just talk with an expert.
Right. Because everything depends on your personal situation too.
Exactly. You know? It's so
there's
different.
So many different factors that
so
play into that.
So different.
Aw. Thanks yeah. for that insight. That was yeah. really helpful.
Yeah.
Because it is, I mean, I feel like I went into it so confident because I had your mom. She yeah. had our best interest at heart. It's literally her son and right. daughter-in-law. And then also before you were in this business, mm-hmm. my brother was our mortgage broker. And he's, so, you know, on both sides, I'm just like, and then my dad is our contractor.
Yeah,
so
you're locked
we
in.
Just have people that we trust all around for the whole process, which is just makes everything so much easier,
mm-hmm.
truly.
Yeah.
But I guess I didn't even really bullet anything for this, but like renting versus owning, because obviously there's a time and place for both,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I think there are benefits, obviously, to owning your building equity
mm-hmm.
in the house yeah. and you can renovate it and make money that way. But then there's also property taxes and all the maintenance
stuff.
And yeah, all the upkeep. Mm-hmm. And if your roof needs to be completely redone, I mean, that's a huge check. So mm-hmm. and then also like if you move somewhere and you don't know if you're gonna be there for a long time, or like our friends in Denver, it's like $500,000 for a two-bedroom fixer-upper. Yeah, and it's hell. Just Jesus. So out of reach.
I mean,
it's
the difference between even Lansing and Grand Rapids is
yeah
insane.
I know, that's honestly a huge reason why I really haven't. John and I talked about it. We were like, well, we'd rather live in a big city and maybe not travel quite as much because it is more expensive, mm-hmm. or would we rather live here, we're close to our family and friends,
yeah,
the cost of living is so much lower,
mm-hmm.
and we've already been able to invest in that building, I mean that 7-unit building at
okay
such
I'll
a,
move back
yeah I I'm would like, love that
no.
It's I know there's pros and cons, but I don't know, it's not enough cons for me to move at this point,
yeah.
just especially when cost of living and inflation.
Yeah.
This economy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, me and Sean rented for a really long time and I just eventually got to the point where like there was things happening in our building that like were out
Sorry.
Of my control that we do not need.
Thinking of the homeless guy in the stairwell.
Oh no.
I was like, I am going
gotta go
off myself. I have
literally
believed.
Ever since I met Carly, she'd be like, yeah, you're gonna come over to my
income-based
apartment.
And then you guys thought it was so funny, and then I was like, all right, well, like this is what's going
there's
on,
people digging through the trash.
I'm
and
like, I just can't. It was
I'm,
so
yeah,
scary.
It was time to get out. I'm glad you guys made the movie did and
yeah yeah I don't know, we rented for so long, I hated the uncertainty of everything. And I think too, like just going back to the budgeting thing, like I never thought, I was like, oh, we can't buy a house, like we mm-hmm. can't afford it. But
then you budget it out and
you just
it out.
Sit down and adult a little bit and you're like, all right, yeah, what the fuck, we can do this, and
yeah.
it's way better. So I think it, for me, it was just so like such a security thing.
Yeah,
not safety, but like security of like
you love being home.
I
now.
Love
yeah.
being at home.
I
and
yeah.
I feel
and it's your home.
It's mine. Mm-hmm. Like, I truly, I might just be in, like, the honeymoon home one.
No,
stage
it's always
right now,
a sense
I'm
of
like,
pride, I think.
Yeah, it's just like,
yeah.
Oh, this is mine. Like,
yeah. And it's fun. You can customize it and make it
yeah.
exactly how you want to. And slowly. Yeah. I feel like one thing I really have always, well, I was pushing you on when you first moved in, because you didn't want to invite anybody over because you didn't have furniture or like something specific. And I'm like,
couch.
Carly, we're not expecting that. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a process. Like, you have to slowly, like one piece at a time,
yeah,
decorate and furnish places, because
yeah.
yeah, it's like an expense to buy the house and then you got to furnish the whole
yeah.
fucking thing.
Yeah. It's
but
a lot.
We've all had, you renovated your last house, didn't you? What'd
I
you guys
did.
What kind of
well
projects did you have to do on that one when you moved in?
We updated the kitchen a bit, We painted the cabinets, got new light fixtures.
You painted the cabinets yourself?
No, we hired Sherry.
Sherry, yeah.
Oh God, she's crazy.
Sherry's berries. That was a cute house. I really liked it. I mean,
oh my gosh, yeah.
Bad juju towards the end, but
it was. But oh my God, that house, the kitchen, mm-hmm. and the windows, the backyard, yeah, were like the best parts of that house.
You made that so cute too. You have really cute decorating style. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
Even and seeing, sorry, randomly, no, it just made me think.
So short-lived.
Yeah. And then the trees. Oh, that's another part of like home ownership. Gosh. After the storms, you had so many trees in that backyard.
So, yeah, I lived in like a really old neighborhood with huge trees, tons of trees.
Beautiful.
And they were gorgeous in every season. But then like fall, it was crazy.
Leaves.
Cleaning up. Those leaves, oh my gosh. And then, when we had that big storm, so many of those trees went down.
Mm-hmm.
It was a mess.
And you were moved out of that house by that point, but you still had to, but there was that whole debacle of selling it.
It was such a mess.
Yeah.
Like, it would take an hour just to talk about it.
I know.
But, yeah, I loved that house, but I'm so glad to be out of it.
Yeah.
Did that house get sold?
Yes, finally. Okay. It was a land contract, and the guy who had the guy who had the mortgage was being a huge dick. Like, they owned that house pretty much outright in the contract, and he was, like, not letting them sell it. And it was just, that was so expensive for your mom.
He was such an asshole.
Marie was like, I'm ready to punch it. They had to go to court.
Yeah, multiple times.
Yeah, that was hell. And then having to do those trees on top of all of that, like when you weren't living there, and the flooding.
Yeah.
Yeah. There were so many.
A fucking mess. Yeah.
If you are not ready for all of that, it is time to keep renting for a bit.
Yeah. Like, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Seriously. Did I say the part about you decorating my basement or like where you are now?
No.
I was going to say that since Maria has moved into our old house, she's living in the basement, which is like a whole apartment in itself, pretty much.
It's but perfect.
From how I liked it when I decorated it, but seeing how you decorated it, I love it so much more.
Aww. Like, really?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Oh my God, it's that makes me feel good.
Yeah, no, you've just done such a good job. I love it so much.
It is really cozy.
It's a cute, the fireplace down there and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is such a cute house. And your mom helped them build or like design that house, the layout of that house.
Really?
Yeah, the couple that we bought it from was like an older couple.
First people to ever live in that house.
In 2009.
You were the second, and I'm the third.
Oh my God.
I love that.
Oh, I love it.
I miss that backyard so much.
Oh my gosh,
yeah.
So peaceful.
It is.
Every time, like all year round. It's just,
yep. And you left your hammock stand, and I use it.
Well, a squirrel had chewed through the actual hammock, so did you get, I'm assuming, a new hammock?
Oh, yeah.
Your little, you're just laying on the wood.
Definitely have a new hammock.
No.
And it's, it's a vibe.
I love that. Back to the furniture thing. I feel like I've always had so much luck with Wayfair.
Yeah, Wayfair. I feel like you do get a lot of stuff from there.
I do, but it's just so, I'm such an online shopper now that Wayfair just makes it so easy. You can read all the reviews. People post their picture of it in their space, and their customer service is so good.
Returning, don't they make you, like, you don't have to send it back. They just send you what you want, right?
It depends on the situation.
Okay.
I know
Aunt Barb.
Oh, yeah. She ordered a couch. She didn't like it. And then they were like, just keep it. It was like cheaper to just let her keep the couches.
Yeah, because it was too much to like ship it back.
Their customer service is really, really good. I remember I got a dresser that was supposed to be, it came put together, and it came in like three of the drawers were just like off. And I was like, okay, I can't even fix these myself. How it's like built. And then they came like a few days later, dropped off a new one, picked that one up for free. And it was all good to go.
I'm not anything from there.
So
I need to look.
In reality, I feel like thrifting, especially nowadays, it's just, I don't know. That is the
way
to go.
You can find so much good stuff.
Mm-hmm. So much good stuff. People are doing that for a business, you know? They'll take things and like flip them, and then you can buy them kind of refurbished, you know?
Yeah.
Just still cheaper than I feel like a lot of shit that's made and not made of particle board, you know? It's like good quality stuff. So
we got a, like, RQ table in our living room. We got that from Facebook Marketplace. I look on Facebook Marketplace all the time.
That is something I haven't used, but I hear so many good things.
Yeah, so many good finds. Good stuff on there.
Have you ever used it, Maria?
I've never used it, no. But I always, that's always like a top three recommendation for people.
I'm constantly looking at stuff.
How far out is like your radius from where you are?
You can adjust it. You can adjust it.
What do you do?
Like 25. It depends on, but if it kind of depends on like what I'm looking for.
Right.
Sometimes
like, I'm willing to drive.
Okay, yeah, like I'm willing to drive. Sometimes I'll like expand it like all the way over to Lansing. So it really just depends. But I look constantly like when I'm bored, I'm just like browsing through there. There's always so much good stuff. I'm like, oh, that's so cute. I just don't need it. But I'm like, oh, that's so good. It's like almost can be like thrifting, but like
it is. That's 100% thrifting. It's like a hand. Yeah.
Just do it at home and there's it's just endless. And then like some people can set it. So like they're willing to ship it to you. So it's like you can change it. So you can look at, I always feel like the stuff from like Chicago and stuff like pops up and I'm like, it's just cool stuff. So.
Yeah.
Budget, more budget friendly,
right?
And you can sell stuff on there, so
yeah, that's where my bike's probably gonna go. So
it'll be your first transaction.
Yeah, I was gonna say you have to help me.
Oh, great, it's gonna take 2 seconds. God, you gotta post the video of you flying by on it. Wheels work great.
Put them on myself. Stupid. Oh my god. Oh, it took me hours. Also, I want to say like there's like four things. Those instructions were probably the hardest instructions I've had to follow for something.
When I saw your story and you were putting a bike together, I was like, bitch, you can literally go to Walmart and ride it out of the store.
This is how bad my online shopping addiction is. Because 100%, yes, you're probably right. That shit.
The same ones exact on the shelf.
Yeah. Well, like, no. Someone else, I put it together for someone else. Aww. And then
It falls apart.
Yeah, it falls apart. Like their second ride. The seat fell down my first ride. It was just, I was like, I was like, okay. Here we go. I'm dedicated though. We're coming back. I'll be back with a new bike.
And me on some blades.
And Carly on blades with a leash pulling her behind me.
Ooh, that'll be a good workout for you.
I hate how this is kind of one of my topics for another episode we've been planning, but I hate how fast trends change when it comes to decor and home decor in general. Like when I renovated Maria's house, I was so deep in the farmhouse Joanna Gaines vibe.
You had that era. I forgot. Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. I went so hardcore into that. And then that was the first house we had ever bought. So it was my first time ever doing anything like that. And I wish that I wouldn't have leaned so hard into the cool tones of that house. And I would have, because it was very warm. Mm-hmm. And I wish I would have just like stuck with the warmer tones, which obviously it's really just paint and maybe some of the countertops. But yeah, that was my only regret.
It's so hard to keep up.
And that was like 2018. That was mean. And my style has changed so much.
Yeah. You kind of just have to find your own and stick to it.
Yeah, that's why.
Don't even worry about what's trending.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You are right about that.
How fast trends?
No, about just like finding your own style and just rolling with it.
And then finding individual, when it comes to furniture, like pieces that you love. I rushed furnishing that house too because I could, I guess. So then I was just buying things I didn't really like. And then like a year later, I was like, I don't even like this. I'm like,
you have great couches though.
Oh my. No,
you've always had great couches. And that's like a big thing that has to be good when you get a house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the couch was that first. It's in our sunroom now at our house. But that was like the first thing I bought and it was like delivered. Yeah. That's a great fucking couch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That couch is really nice.
Our house. And I hate saying that because people always think I'm saying our house.
Yeah, what are you saying?
A-R-H-A-U-S.
Oh, yeah, it's the brand.
Yeah, and I think my grandma and I were in a mall in Sarasota during Christmas, and we walked into the store, and I sat on the couch. I did not measure anything of that couch, and I ordered it, and I eyeballed it. I was like, this is comfortable. This is going to work. Ordered it. It fit perfectly, literally in that living room.
So you pronounce it our house.
Our house,
it's not our house.
Oh, Haus. Maybe.
Because it's H-A-U-S. I thought maybe it was Haus.
Yeah, you're probably right, actually. No, I've probably been pronouncing it wrong for a long time. That would make more sense.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. That's giving me German vibes, I feel like. Is that accurate? I don't know.
Probably.
Oh, John and I were debating this last night, and Airbnbs versus hotels.
Oof.
because one, have you seen Airbnb's recent commercials they've been doing? It's like the kind of claymation vibe, and they're like, if you stay in a hotel, your bedtime is the same as your kids. But if you stay in Airbnb, they can go to bed at their bedtime.
I just saw that commercial.
Yeah. They have been doing such a good job. I feel like the points they're making on those are all the reasons that I have literally booked an Airbnb over
a hotel. I think it depends on where I'm going.
Yeah, what you're doing.
More recently, I have been more of a hotel person.
Yeah? Why?
Just because there's no, like, cleaning fee, and I can get my room service every day, get my room cleaned, my trash taken out, new towels, like...
Yeah.
I don't know.
For long trips, you're staying in hotels?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like my main thing with Airbnbs is I mostly travel in, like, groups.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and that's...
So that's just more convenient.
Definitely.
Gives you a place that everyone can hang out, you know, in like the living room.
Yeah, if it's a group, I'm definitely trying to get a house that we can all be together.
Yeah, something big.
Yeah, for sure.
You're an Airbnb girly.
What
about John? Does he prefer
that? He was just telling me because he's traveling for work a lot now, and he was in Vegas and then he was in Detroit for the weekend, and he's staying at nice hotels. He stayed at the Shinola, and he said he just like hates hotel vibes.
Really?
He's like, I just feel like it's dirty, and
I do get that sometimes.
Yeah, and the beds weren't really comfortable, and the sheets aren't really comfortable.
Yeah.
He's like, there's
staying
less like
in
of
a hotel
homie.
Alone too. Is like, I don't know, it sketches me out.
Yeah, I feel it, but that's funny because I feel like sometimes people think they'd stay for that reason because it's more secure. You know what I mean?
Like,
it's
not
just like
around. It's not just a house.
Right. And like to get to up to a room, sometimes you just scan a key and. It's not just like a front door open.
I don't know. I get sketched out about the workers. Like, oh, they know I'm here alone.
Hotel?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
like,
valid.
Are they going to fuck with me? That's how I felt in La Romana.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was a really nice hotel, but.
They knew you were alone?
I'm staying there alone. I'm in the Dominican and I'm a Horford. So, you know, it just kind of creeped me. I'm like. Hopefully nobody's in my room waiting for me.
Right. Yeah, that's fucking terrifying. Oh my gosh. I'm trying to think, why did I not bullet point? I don't know why I didn't bullet point more of my Airbnb versus hotels, but I feel like also one of the reasons is hotels, when you shop online, you see three photos of what the room might look like or what it kind of looks
like. Actual room.
Yeah. And I want to see exactly where I'm staying. I want to know the exact view. I want to know exactly what I'm paying for. And so that's kind of only, I just like, it's easier for me to browse Airbnb.
And the reviews, like people review so much better on Airbnb. You're really good about like, I feel like reading and booking them.
Yeah.
You always pick really good ones.
Yeah. I really do like both hotels and Airbnb. It really just depends on where I'm going.
Right. It's just you and a friend.
Or if I go to Boston, I'm not staying in an Airbnb because that's just not the city to stay in an Airbnb in.
Yeah. Well, we did for Anna's Bachelorette, but again, big group of people.
That was a huge group of girls.
Yeah.
So
had to.
I like the air conditioning in hotels.
Airbnbs don't have that.
No, it's just always so cold in the hotel.
Got that shit cranky.
Yeah.
Cedar Point. I think I also don't like a lot of hotels don't have balconies, and like I want some outside space.
Yeah.
Give me some fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. The place to get an Airbnb, Old San Juan.
Oh my god.
Like don't even get a hotel
in
San Juan.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Airbnbs are so cute. They have the best. Like the cute little terraces and oh my gosh, just adorable.
Are you break that or what?
Sorry, my mic's just like won't stay. Okay, there we go. Yeah, I agree. The one we got in San Juan for your wedding,
great.
The one I got for my wedding was
I didn't
bomb.
See yours. I didn't see. Oh no, I did see yours briefly. Yeah,
it was so
it was
nice.
Really high upstairs though, but
it was
They're all really
and you.
Cute.
There's no elevators because it's such an old city, but so you gotta. Fucking carry your luggage up
down the cobblestone streets too.
But pretty.
But it's so worth
it. So pretty. Yeah.
It is so worth it.
people ask me so many questions about just like Airbnb, mm-hmm. and I feel like I've always kind of danced around like the financial aspect of it, but I was kind of running the numbers from the last couple years, and it is actually really interesting. And we've made kind of like a transition from short-term weekend rentals to short-term or like longer short-term rentals. So the minimum night now, or minimum nights, is 30 nights. So someone has to stay with us for a month.
Yeah.
Just because I was kind of trying to, one, cut back on cleaning costs.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and then when people in Lansing, we're not a tourist destination. You know what I mean? So people are coming in for specific things, and really it's just weekends most of the time. So we're booking weekends up, but then the rest of the time would be open. Anyways, I was looking at our two-bedroom Airbnb versus our one-bedroom. And the one-bedroom is cheaper per night. And it was booked. It had less stays booked in the entire year of 2023 and still made like $3,000 more than the two-bedroom.
Wow.
Interesting.
Which is more expensive and had more booking reservations.
Yeah.
But just because people stayed longer and it was like the whole month was booked sometimes, even if it was at a discount, but then it was also less cleaning fees for long term. So that was just like validating to see, since we have made this switch, I'm like, okay, yes, this is definitely the way. Because we have someone in town that's here for, what's the Lug Nuts? They're like a minor league baseball team.
Minor league.
So, someone works for them and they're in town for the whole summer. So we have someone from, we have three bookings for the year for the one bedroom, and every day is booked for the rest of the year. So it's just like so easy, and you still make more than I would if we were charging for just like an empty apartment, you know, and we already bought all the furniture. So I didn't want to really quit doing like furnished rentals altogether. So yeah, it kind of just worked out, and it's been a good investment. It is still very fucking expensive. Property taxes are pretty high because it is a commercial property. It's seven units.
I keep forgetting that.
It's seven units. So we have, and then another interesting fact is that the two Airbnbs together, so the one bedroom in the year of 2023 made $19,000. The two bedroom made $16,000. So both of those together, or what's that, like 33?
Girl, I hate 30, math.
Yeah, you're close.
35. Thousand, I think, off the top of my head. Sorry. Still makes about the same as the other five units that are all just long term that we don't, we haven't furnished or anything like that. So there's definitely still value in that, is basically what I was trying to say. And yeah, I love that building. It's been such a source of pride. I feel like just any home ownership in general. Like the renovation is obviously always a grind and expensive, but it's the long game with real estate, you know, just especially once the mortgage is paid off, then it's more income and easier to sustain itself.
And you guys are good landlords.
Aw, we try to be. Yeah. Especially with all the shitty landlords out in the world today. And just, I saw a TikTok today of a girl who has a 400 square foot studio apartment in Boston.
Oh my God.
And they're about to up her rent to $3,500 a month. I'm like, bro.
And that's exactly why people our age are leaving Boston.
Oh, well, even big cities in general, probably. You know, like that is just fucking crazy. And why, like, I don't know. If you don't have, if you don't have to be in that city, or if you're not making enough to afford even living in that city,
get out.
Shit's just crazy. Yeah. Especially nowadays. But yeah, that's pretty much all I had for this one. I feel like we were nervous it was going to be boring, but I feel like it was pretty good and interesting.
We're very, really proud of you.
Why just me?
I mean.
Okay, thanks. Sorry. You have a house?
You a house? Have a house. Yeah, I mean. Well,
you've had one? You know what it's like.
Yeah.
All right. Whatever, guys.
Peace. Oh, my.
We're done.
Bye.
Bye.
God damn.
See you next time.